Under the category of interested, answer the following five statements by giving them a rating from 1 to 5, with 1 meaning never, 2 for rarely, 3 for sometimes, 4 for often, and 5 for usually. Here are the five statements. I am intensely interested in my chosen field and am always looking for ideas about how to improve my work. I try to learn from people inquiring about their jobs, interests, and experiences. I read books and magazines, watch documentaries, and attend talks just out of curiosity. I'm open to my colleagues' ideas, trying to understand them before I criticize them. And finally, at meetings, I don't just make statements. I ask questions for purposes of learning. Now to the category of D for diverse. After each of the five statements, rank them from 1 to 5, with 1 for never, 2 for rarely, 3 for sometimes, 4 for often, and 5 for usually. I seek new ideas outside of work, in museums, stores, wherever I might be. At work, I try to develop ties to people outside of my group or department because I want to hear different perspectives. I look in offbeat places for answers when I have a problem. I don't just stick with the usual suspects. I find ideas in fields and specialties other than my own, and I apply them to my projects. And finally, I seek out projects that might expand my circle of competence, my areas of proficiency. Now, total your points. Moving on to the category of E for exercised, after each of the five statements, rank them from 1 to 5, with 1 meaning never, 2 for rarely, 3 for sometimes, 4 for often, and 5 for usually. I spend at least 30 minutes a day seeking new ideas. I think about my sources of ideas and which ones are creating the greatest value for me. I make a habit of observing and listening. I work at paying attention to people and my surroundings. I keep track of what I've seen and heard, finding ways to record my thoughts and observations. And finally, I put myself in the shoes of my customers or clients. I try to understand their cares and frustrations. Now, total up your points for this category. And finally, to the category of A for agile. After each of the five statements, please rank each one on the following scale of 1 to 5, with 1 for never, 2 for rarely, 3 for sometimes, 4 for often, and 5 for usually. I create opportunities to hear my colleagues' ideas, intercepting folks at the coffee pot or in the cafeteria. I can move fast in response to a need for a creative solution. I disseminate ideas, blogging, tweeting, writing articles, or just discussing them with colleagues. I prototype ideas, putting them in forms that I can test and others can respond to. And finally, I can eliminate some of my ideas, which enables me to focus on the ones with the greatest promise or priority. Now total your points for this category. Now take the four totals from each of the IDEA segments and add them together. Tally your number. Did you ace a category? Did you tank in another? Few of us excel at all aspects of idea hunting. Maybe you're exhibiting deep interest in what colleagues have to say, but not casting your net widely enough beyond your own organization or specialized field. Maybe you're dedicating time every day to learning and observing the world around you, but spending less time circulating and developing the ideas. Your score only matters in as much as it helps you understand and improve your hunting. We all like to know where we stand, but idea hunting isn't a test to be passed. It's a lifetime habit to be developed and practiced every day.
This has been a Gildan Audio production. For more affordable life-changing audio programs, visit our website at gildanmedia.com.